Yeah, we back, man. Welcome back to the new...
Oh, we going now?
Yeah, we going now, man. We got new digs, too. We got new stuff.
No, it's the same house. We just got new toys.
The new toys.
It's the same place.
But thank y'all for listening, man. Hold on, my games is pretty high than I thought they was going to be. So I'm part-time engineer now.
You are. You are.
So I'll be popping off the mic here now and then, just trying to make sure our stuff stays crispy. But yo, man, what's been going on? Thank you, everybody, for listening to the last show, too.
To the crates?
Yeah, to the crates. But people didn't even know that. Had never heard that.
No, I know.
Yeah, so, it was, you know, but it seemed like it was apropos. Is
apropos?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Digging into the crates there with the linguistics. But,
yo, that, man, that we put out there. We got, like, two full of a plate here. So, like,
yeah,
what,
we gotta hit.
Like, what this show is going to be, essentially, is the part one of a two-part show, because... The world has been, like, specifically generous in fuckery over the last 2 weeks.
Yo, if people doesn't understand, if we would have got our show we supposed to have had, yo, this would have been off the meat rack the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's been, like, it's like the gift that keeps on giving, like.
And this supposed to be the dead days of summer, too. Like, we're not supposed to get really anything popping until, like, the next few weeks. To
I mean, and very little of it has to do with the NFL, which is usually what's giving me all of my
joy,
all of my great things as well. So, like. It's like, hey, you know, hey, whatever, man. It's all good. But, yo, we got a lot we're going to hit on today. We're going to talk about our travels and some of my forays into middle upper class white people life, as I'd like to call it. You know, of course, we're going to get to your emails. There's been a lot of airing out going on, so we're going to touch on that. We got to touch on Nicki Minaj. We got to touch on Lauryn Hill.
Actually, this whole episode is called calling out names.
Yeah, we got
to. Because it's like, if you remember the song by Corrupt?
This is the roll call edition. This is the roll call edition of the scenario right here. But also, yo, we got Dak Prescott. He's in the sunken place. We got to find out if we can get him out. New season of Ballers on, so maybe they can figure out a way to rescue the brother.
The new season of Ballers.
We got the misadventures of Kanye West again. And also, we've got the five types of people that need to be punched in the face. Both of us are going to bring five different types of people that we feel need to be punched in the face. And we want to hear them from you as well. But, yo, let them know where they can hit us with the message.
To hit us back at straightolc@gmail.com, straightolc@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on the Twitter, straightolc on Twitter as well, straight out of Locast fan page on Facebook, all that good stuff. Or you can hit us up on you know, any of your social media with your thoughts and questions and everything too.
Yo, man, we still at it with the Zimas.
Yeah, we back, man. He's back. Matt is back, y'all. He is off the snot. He's been on the snot 3 months, about right?
Like 2 months. I had like 2 months out of action. I was on a medicated leave from recreational life.
It felt like you was going to visit your homie in rehab, but you was bringing drugs to the rehab, though. Like, so it was like...
It's like,
and you come to visit you in the little commons area, like, so how's everything going at Club Med?
So here's what it's really is like. It's like where we record the show at, which is my home. I got a full bar in here. It's usually in great shape. But Daryl brings something through, as bro code should always be. Bring something through, never leaves with anything. You know, but here's the problem, though. For like the last 2 months, I couldn't drink. I was on some medications, so I couldn't drink. But, you know, so we'll sit here and talk about, like, yo, what's up? What's going on? How you doing? And, like, so while he's sitting here listening, rapping, relating with me on some levels, he's sitting there also sipping a drink right in front of me, too. So, yeah, it's like if your homeboy is like, yeah, I gave up cigarettes, and he just in here lighting up a whole pack at one time. Like,
and, no, he bringing a carton, too, though. Yes. Like, and putting on the table, was like, I'm going to run through all these tonight.
Yeah, it's like he's like he brought them parliaments out or something. But I'm back now, man, and I can get back into having having my usual spirited good time while we're putting the show together.
I don't think people would know the difference too much, man. People have had a good time, man. Let's jump into the email box.
We got the misadventures of Daryl to touch on first. Oh, so, like, man. Last week, if you didn't peep, you might have known that maybe you didn't. We had a show that we kind of had down. So I say we was digging down in the crates. Like, every once in a while, we got conversations that kick off. We had things that happen. We just throw a show away and put one away in case we need it. Because, you know, life happens. Life keeps us moving and stuff like that. But we want to make sure we do have a show every week. And we got something out there for people. But I just looked up on... Instagram, I think, and I saw that Daryl was in New Orleans, and I was like, I just figured you was in like Harlem or something, because that's where you always sing. But you was down in New Orleans, though. I'm like, oh, he's getting it in.
Yeah, man. New Orleans, I was down there for the NSN Conference, the National Black Sales Network Conference, out to the St. Louis chapter. Eddie, who's we got to bring him on the show soon, definitely is our president. But man, yo, NSN was cracking, man.
I bet.
Like, it was like, you know, man, I realized that some people, like, and I know this. It's certain things you know, but it's like, as the great Pusha T says, when you know, you know. But it's like you have to visualize and remember again, because I've been out of that level of conferences, because I hadn't been. I'm an executive now, more on a management level. So I had missed out on a lot of conferences and things like that. I remember conferences during college, things like that, a little bit after college. And you probably know from being, well, frat conference is a little bit different because it's all males and within the conference setting.
Well.
But no, where I'm going to go with this, you'll see where I'm going with this. It won't be applicable.
Yes.
Yo, it was some people that were there just to kick it. Didn't I swear I saw them in the lobby the whole time.
Like, yeah.
And they paid for a badge too, though. So, like, they can get all the parties and stuff and, like, you know, get the meals. You know, like.
That's how it was at the Urban League thing here.
So, within the Urban League, must be like that then. But you see how it's not applicable, I mean, into like the frat ones, because within your frat meetings, there's all men, in theory.
In theory. But there are always brothers that are there that haven't spent a dime to be there.
They didn't pay for no membership.
They might not have ever paid for their membership, but they there.
So you said they only paid to get in the frat for the first year. And
maybe that. Maybe even then. Maybe even then.
You said we don't even
know. Black organizations are black organizations, and we going to be there if we want to be there, period.
That's true. Those are people that wasn't there. Because we have a St. Louis group me for our chapter. And it was somebody like, hey, somebody got an extra ticket for the white party. And I was thinking to myself, they gave you a ticket for the white party when you registered.
But they didn't, because...
That's the point, but they didn't.
It's just like the person that you ever go to a wedding and like you sitting there, you see somebody checking all the name things, and like maybe they walking around even after most people have sat down just to see where there's an open space at. Like, it's like that. That's what it is. I mean, that's all it is at the end.
But it was cracking, man. New Orleans is cracking. New Orleans is, I don't know, that's the first time I've been to, I've been in New Orleans since Katrina. But I felt the other time I was there, I was totally drunk the whole time.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah, but I felt like this time, first of all, I went to Deuce McAllister's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking excellent.
Good.
Fucking excellent food, man. He had a beer garden situation thing with like microbreweries, all that stuff, man.
Deuce is like local hero down there. Like, he's the pre-Drew Brees.
It's in the French Quarter too. It ain't like off.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Because I was down there for Mardi Gras.
That's right. So did you go to Deuce's?
No, I didn't have time to do that. But I mean, I did. It was like on the list of stuff where like the people I was with was talking about and stuff. But like, he's like the patron saint of the Saints just before Drew Brees became it.
Yeah, did he get a ring with them when they?
Nah, I think he was already gone by the time this.
Okay.
I don't know.
He's from New Orleans. I know that.
Oh, is he a native?
Yeah, he
went to New Orleans.
He went to Ole Miss for college, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's not like a school in New Orleans to go to.
LSU.
Well, I mean, it's in Baton Rouge, though.
That's like 30, 40 minutes away.
Yeah, though. I know, but
everybody from New Orleans loves LSU. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was a traitor like Archie Manning was going to Ole Miss. That for anybody from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, but shout out to the NSN.
Oh, company. Yeah, he was on the Super Bowl team.
So he got a ring, okay.
Yeah, he's a two-time Pro Bowler. He was on the Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You know they gave Buddy Hebert a ring?
The kicker?
No, Hebert. That was their quarterback.
Oh. Was that Billy Joe?
No, Hebert. Maybe it's not Hebert. Their quarterback that was in the early 90s. I thought it was Hebert.
That quarterback in the
He's one of the commentators now.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. But you
he got this. He got the real. They gave him a ring because they said he went through so much.
But I always remember though, those commentators and stuff usually get them.
Yeah, but no, they gave him like you're part of the team ring. Like you get, he got like a, not like the like yo like you worked as a staff member, as like a trainer like, or something. Like they were like, yo, no, you get presented a ring like everybody else. Like you get your name called to come up there and get it.
I hope they gave one to Willie Rofe too.
It might. Because he went to Kansas City after that, didn't he?
Yeah.
Or did he go Kansas City, New Orleans?
Because there's a lot of people that were on the Struggle Saints.
Yeah.
But anyway, tangent. So you're down there. Did you?
Yeah.
You didn't pick up a championship ring during your time.
No, man. I even preemptively put myself away from the conference. Had my own little hotel, two, three blocks away, just so I wouldn't be in the fray.
Okay.
You know, in the fruckus.
The fruckus.
Going on in that lobby. There was a lot of fruckus going on in that lobby. A lot of choosing going on.
Yeah, well, conferences tend to be that way.
Yeah, but that's the point. I forgot that the conference don't change because of the age.
No, because there's always you at any conference you go to, you can always look around and see yourself. Like when on Chappelle's show when Buck Nasty saw his great great grandfather,
he saw him in the field.
Yeah,
he's like, whoa, Buck Nasty, is that your grandfather? No,
we need to cut to that. People need to remind you.
Are we too far away from that now?
No.
I'm saying, do people forget that?
No, I'm just saying it's always hilarious.
It's always
good
to bring it
up. It's always great to hear it. I just want to hear it when I listen.
So conferences are great, man. But what are your favorite conferences that you've been to?
So I like conferences that like to go to places that people want to go to. So I hate conferences that like go to these family resorts and stuff like that. But I tell you what, one you can go to that's a good time is NABJ.
Yeah, NABJ is that thing too, though, I heard.
Every time.
You been to it?
No. I don't go to it for a good reason, too. I don't like to play where I work. And there's literally no chance on earth of me just going to that thing and playing it down the middle.
No chance
at all. I might be the only African-American journalist in America with the said blue check on Twitter that stays away from the thing on purpose.
Because everybody else going to try to, like, I'm going to use this blue check.
I'm going to go to work with this thing. No. So, yeah, that's one of the main conferences. You know, another one, though, is, you was out in Vegas at the, and ran into Bone at a conference.
Yeah. That was at, but that was more of a, I wouldn't say festival. That was for like cars and shit, though.
Do we call it Comic Con?
Yeah, I mean, Wakanda Con.
That's
I was
not
at
really
Wakanda
a
Con.
Conference, but
yeah,
I mean,
but no, but Wakanda Con. I was at Wakanda Con too the week before that as well.
You on
with
tour?
Lando Cal. Yeah, I was
like
on
you
tour.
On tour. I feel like your career is going in places that mine isn't.
But we're gonna go on tour this.
I know.
This fall,
I know, but you. That means you're gonna keep going on tour. That means I'm gonna start going on tour. That's what that means.
No, we all both on a tour this summer. I mean, not summer, this fall, which is crazy that you said you're going on tour in the fall. Once we'd be like, I'm going on tour in the summer.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Yeah, we just got on the tour bandwagon.
We don't get to go on the festival circuit quite yet.
We got to wait till school go back in and get a check.
we need to wait for people that don't have a lot of money to come and do stuff. More on that later.
But I think I heard the black NBA conference is off the chain, too.
Oh yeah! Oh the yeah and
Nesby
also,
I heard the yes, Nesby yeah. I heard is crack. Nesby Regional Conference came to my school when I was in college, and that was off that meat rack.
And also the lawyers the
oh yeah, was it the is it BALSA or whatever or
which, I can't
like Lawyers Association or something like that. Yeah,
something to that extent. But yeah, they go in because you know it's just a bunch of people buying bread. So
then what you call it goes hard too. Big 12 when I was in college used to go hard
too. Oh man. Yeah.
They don't even do that no more and everything got messed up with the conference.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
I mean, I wouldn't even know it even. I don't even know what the fuck. Because I guess SEC have one, I guess. And
they may, but I already.
I think Big 12 is like the only
I was
conference
always,
that did a BSA conference for all
I was
of
always in Big 12 when I was in school. So
right,
I don't
right.
know what they've done.
But I mean, I think Big 12 is the only conference that did a Black Student Alliance conference, though.
Okay.
Of all the of all the Power Five conferences, I think that was the only one that did it.
Well, good for us.
Yes. Look, and that was another conference where people that was a lot bigger conference where people would come and didn't register for real.
Man, yeah. But if one thing we gonna
didn't even go to a Big 12 school.
Didn't even go there. No, just there.
Dude, people with Drake.
Yeah.
They from UNKC.
It was more like Colorado State. It was more like a homecoming, like a
whole weekend homecoming.
Yeah.
But all the black PWIs in the Big 12 and the surrounding schools from the Big 12.
Right. And the little bitty schools that's in the same city as those other ones.
Yep. And if especially if it was close to where you was from. Like, if it was in Kansas, at KU, you had all the Kansas City small schools.
Mm-hmm.
You had, like, your small Emporia States and all that.
A few dangerous high schoolers coming around. Yep.
If it was Oklahoma, University of Tulsa would be there.
Yep, UC, you know. Central Oklahoma. Yep. Shout out to UCO.
Langston would be up there.
Yeah, shout out to Langston for sure.
So all those, you know, kind of satellite situations going on. If it was Nebraska, Creighton would be there. So it wasn't just, that was a dope conference, man. That was a dope conference. That was fun. That was fun in them years, man. I was a BSA VP my junior year, man. I was when I was getting love. I was getting love, man.
Now, what reasons did you do it for, though?
Well, no,
did you do it to, when you get to college, mm-hmm. I feel like you join things because you think you're going to be genuinely interested in it, mm-hmm. and you want to make a difference, and right. then you get in it and realize the benefits and the reasons for being in it, and then you're like, oh, I'm in this.
But see, no, I got impeached.
You got impeached?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, how the hell do you get impeached from a student organization?
From a black student organization at that, right?
What the hell was you on?
No, because I wanted the group to be more radical.
Oh, yeah, well, that sounds about right.
Yeah, and I ended up, you know.
Wait a minute. Did you start a riot on campus?
No, close to it.
Oh, no. Is this like when you were rapping in school as a youth?
What do you mean, rap? No. This is in college.
No, I know, but I've heard the story about you getting. Oh, no,
that was sixth grade. That was
a child.
That was sixth grade. This is that was
you have a history of being a rabble rouser in professional.
I've been
events.
Kicked out of many a places.
Now, what does this say for your acceptance for when your daughter comes back home these same scenarios?
I was kicked out of two schools.
Are you going to be proud? Like, are you going to have to tell her like on the sly because her mama ain't going to be going for it? Like,
that's a good question.
Or is it going to be like turnabout? Is this going to be now you got to deal with it?
Turnabout. I mean, but I went to Catholic schools and stuff, and I wasn't fucking around, man. And mm-hmm. I didn't like it, man. And yeah, it was. But I got applicated.
They sent you to those schools because they knew how you was.
Yes. Like, no, it's crazy. Like, I've been fired from a lot of places, man, in my life, in general. But it all builds character. Okay. Like, I got fired from the school newspaper the last month of my school senior year. That was good. But all that stuff in college was because I was more radical. It wasn't the other when I got kicked out of schools when I was younger. I didn't even get kicked out of college.
So you should have like had a place on like school days, in other words. Like,
yeah, that more Depp. Everybody's called me Depp.
That would have made more
Depp
sense.
Or Fudge from a higher learner probably more applicable. But I graduated on time.
Okay.
Right. I was more like Fudge. So I was trying to get us pushing us to try to do more radical things on campus. So that's why and it was just like they was like, well, why don't you just leave and do your own organization? I was like, well, I'll do that thing. And I did. I left and started my own organization, a couple of my buddies, and we start, you know, doing our thing. Man.
So
I was still in the school's paper. In the school's paper for our newsletter. Cause like in the journalism department you got free printing privileges.
Yes.
And I used to go in there like 8, 9 o'clock and just use that motherfucker up.
You didn't want to be in the school paper at the University of Missouri because that's where they put the pictures of everybody got locked
right,
up.
Right, we call it the DPS log, where it log everything, all the people that got arrested over the week.
That was some pure hate. That's one of the most egregious moments of hate of all time.
And understand people, that people used to, well, I used to get up in the mornings and get the school paper, even though I worked at the school paper, just to see who was in the log though.
Mm-hmm.
That's like getting up and getting on media takeout or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, exactly. You would sit there eating your little, your donut or
it
something
was
in the comments.
It was World Star before World Star.
There you go. It was World Star early.
It's like college TMZ or something.
You'd be like, oh, snap. Chris got ran over by a horse? Like, what the fuck? Like, drunk? Like.
So they brought out this is a conversation for another time because I want to really get into it. But they brought out a graph of the best schools to party and get an education at.
It's simultaneously.
Yeah, but it's like a four-part graph where it's like you can have the ones where you're not going to get a good education and not party, ones where you're going to party and get a good education, the ones where you're not going to party at all. Like, they did the whole thing. And okay. Like, they had, like, the like schools all...
What was number one, Mizzou?
It wasn't, like, by number. It was, like, by logo in the different parts of the thing.
What Mizzou was at the top?
In the party education blend, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in that part of it. Iowa State wasn't too far away from it. It was like right underneath it. So when I looked at this, it made all the sense about why this show exists in the world.
When you saw the graph, like, this makes a whole bunch of sense.
Okay. All right. I said we were pretty far away from Princeton. I'll put it that way. So.
Oh, was Princeton no kicking it in all the education?
Yes, no kicking it all education.
You know, I bet the Ivy League probably kicking it at probably the most would probably be Columbia. Because it was in New York.
Stanford's not an Ivy League school, right?
No, but it's Ivy League West, they call it. And that was up there for both kicking it.
I didn't take a lot of time to look at it yet. I'm gonna look at it again. But
yeah, what was it on? For let people know.
It's on Barstool.
It's on Barstool.
Barstool's okay. Instagram thing.
Okay.
So yeah.
So let's jump in. Let's jump in.
Check
in
it out. Hold
on.
Mailbag. Meanwhile, while you were canvassing.
Oh, that's right. Your Life and Times.
While you were canvassing this, I decided to try to dip my toe into how upper middle class white people have fun. So they opened up a Top Golf finally here in St. Louis, and I knew that if I went early enough, it wouldn't have gotten, what's the best way to put this?
Put it out?
Blacked out quite yet.
But will it get, do you think it will be?
Yeah, there people are already moseying out there. I think eventually people will realize they're not letting you just stand around and hang out so people will leave, but you always know what happens here. Somebody's going to want to throw a party there. And then that's going to pretty much ruin it. Because somebody's going to get thrown off like the second deck and call Top Golf or get drunk and fall into
Matter
the net.
Fact, I should think about those. Yes. That was one of my ideas.
see what happens? I went out there and played golf for the first time. Golf, if you call that golf. I went out there and hit balls for the first time in 9 years. And I really felt like, man, I'm taking a step forward as an adult here. It was a good time though. I went there with like five of my homeboys, and
so it was
of varying talents.
What percentage black to white?
Oh well, so it was, I don't know, probably 90-10. I can't see everybody that's there because I don't know who's underneath me. I don't know who's above me.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I was out there.
So it's a commons area you can just hang out in, just in general.
Well, there's a bar. There's like a bar, area, and then like a place where you come out at.
But so is it a big enough bar that people would want to kick it in that bar?
It's about as big of a bar as in like a nightclub or something like that.
Okay,
so.
But that's what I'm saying. I mean. They should have known they demographic. You have to make people almost have to golf to be here.
Yeah, well, that's what they. It is. It is still.
Okay.
I think you got to still have your wristband or whatever.
Oh, like oh yeah. Or I'm waiting for my.
Yeah.
For my
booth. Might let you hang out by the window if you're a good enough looking woman. Women usually can get around stuff like that. But.
So you think Ray Ray and them getting out there?
I saw a few of them.
Oh, yeah. Did
first night first it was Monday after the first weekend it opened. So I don't know. We'll see what happens when. A little Levante and
but see, the thing is, though, do they want to ride out there, though?
I think that the police are going
to
up.
I was just going to say, cats start, oh man, they running cats tags out here.
Yeah, I think that the police going to up the ante on that. I mean, because you know they already been tight since the outlet mall opened up out there.
Yeah, and them cats are stealing out there like a month.
Yeah, they're not going to just be having cats out there just doing whatever they want to do. But no, it was fun though. It was a good time. Golf is all right. I see that's where my life is headed. I haven't played basketball in over a year because my toe been messed up. So I just been
like, think of something else.
Yeah, now I'm starting to see why people are doing that. So I now, you know, right after that, the PGA Championship came to St. Louis, and for the life of me, I can't understand why anybody wants to go to a watch golf live.
Yeah,
I just can't. I can't get into that. Like,
unless I got some VIP access where I'm drinking or something and we're kicking it. Like I'm in the corporate suite type situation.
Exactly.
I ain't just standing at the 13th hole.
No, I'm not standing outside all day just watching people hit a golf ball. I'm just not doing that. Like there's no way. I'm not that assimilated yet. So so no, but that was a good time, man. It wasn't quite as fun as canvassing the national campus tour, but so what we got, man? What we got on emails?
Oh man, you may want to check this out though too. When we go into our last topic, just to pass it on to you.
Oh, okay.
But jumping this mailbag, first one is coming up. Hold on, let me pull it on up here.
Everybody. We need some hold music.
Right. First one, this comes up from YT. He says, listen to the last episode with you all talking about the flag and the standing up and the sitting down segment. It's interesting to hear the disrespect, especially from a woman's perspective that was on your show. Not sure what her name was, but she sounded like she was bad. I'm like, man, shoot your shot, man. Shout out to Nikki. You can shoot your shot. I won't give out her information online, but you know, shoot your shot, Nikki. I'll send this to you, Nikki, and you can shoot your shot back at YT. But as he continues, one thing that was brought up, I believe it may have been Daryl, that said, why don't athletes come together and pull their money together as a union to be able to thwart and be able to also sustain themselves throughout a real strike? Just wanted to see you all's thoughts. I also think that it's some bullshit as a whole with all this standing up and sitting down. But on top of it all, I just see that this is going to be nothing and we're going to forget about what we are all here for with the situation with Kaepernick. Once again, love your show. Peace.
YT.
Shout out to YT.
Appreciate it, brother. I know we've went into that before, kind of about, you know, why I don't, you know, I mean, you know, real quick, just to touch on it again, I don't think that it's something that would be sustainable, just because I don't see people trusting their situation outside. I mean, the unions barely get along the way that they do, you know, so you'd have a union within a union. I see the concept of it and why it would be good, but I just don't see people making that sacrifice for themselves to do it and to trust their money somewhere else when they already, in a lot of cases, are already, you know, not realizing what they can do with their money as is.
Yeah, I was saying like 5%, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't saying like you giving up 40% like you tithing or some shit or like giving up taxes. I was saying a small amount, minimal amount, you know, and it, maybe you set up like a tax situation. If you making $1 million, we cap it off at 250,000, but if you only make 100,000, it's only 3%, whatever it is that you can feed off everybody, so everybody can kind of live. If we can really get this real money, that's kind of what my perspective was, or that we can really, you know, cause some change. Next up, this one is from Mike D. He says, "Love the last episode. It was great to hear so many different perspectives on this. I don't even know where I really actually even stand on the situation with this flag and the standing up. I do believe that everyone should have their right to do it, but at the same time, an employer does have his right to tell you what to do. But I do hate that Jerry Jones is out here acting a damn fool. Did you all see, and he's put this the link in there, that he was not taking his hat off when it came to the national anthem because he said his hair was messed up? Just really don't see the hypocrisy in all of this. Dope show as always."
Hold up.
No, that's true.
So we not taking our hats off because our hair messed up, but yeah, we can't.
Yeah, he said he forgot his hair was, because his hair was messed up.
Oh no, that's not.
And you're disrespecting the flag, right? Ain't that right. Disrespecting the flag?
If your hair disrespecting the flag, you gotta let that happen.
Hey, look, a lot of things can happen. If your hair disrespect the flag, that's fine. I'm sure the flag will be okay with
it. Yeah, no. If your hair messed up, that's you disrespecting a lot more than the flag. You need to take your lumps with that. Yeah, that ain't good enough reason. I ain't letting that slide.
Jerry out here, boy. Jerry out here, Jerry and boy.
Jerry gone Jerry. Mm-hmm. Like, they told Jerry to sit down, though. They told him to sit all the way down. Like, hey, man, you got to quit talking, man. Like, you just got to let it go.
Is he finna mess up their money for real?
Yeah, like, legitimately.
Yeah. Because you got to remember, if the Cowboys are the number one team.
Did you call them the Pow Boys?
The Cowboys.
I'd be with that if you did.
The Pow Boys?
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
The Towel Boys.
The thing is, though, is that they're the biggest team in professional football. If they're not popping, ain't nobody getting no money. Because people watch the Cowboys. You know, they're a market team like that. They're the biggest market team. They're America's team, like, legendly. You know, I don't know if there's such things as America's team, but they coined that.
They've decided
they market themselves well in the, you know, the early 80s, late 70s to become America's team. But I mean, Jerry gone Jerry, man. Just like Jerry Mandarin with campaigns.
Right.
All right. Last up in our mailbag. This one comes from Howard. He says, "Thank you all for getting this podcast together and keeping coming up with quality content every week. Wanted to see what you all thought about the Maryland situation with the player that died and the coach that basically doesn't want to leave from the team. He's talking a lot of cash shit, man. And it's messed up that this dude died because of the way that they ran their organization. Love what you all are doing. P.S. What do you all think about the NCAA new rights when it comes to basketball? Also, love you all when you all talk about so many different things." You got a lot of P.S.'s here, man. Peace. Because he got another P.S. like about some other stuff, too. But, and I'll show you that later on. Shit, let's start from the Maryland situation. So people understand and know Maryland, University of Maryland, Durkin, is his name Mike Durkin?
I'm not sure. Pause for 1 second.
All right. But it's DJ Durkin is his name.
Oh, okay.
DJ Durkin. So yeah. Basically, I think he's an offensive lineman, died because from exertion and heat exertion from being out there. Allegedly,
and that's been something that they've been trying to fight for some years, because this was going on a couple of years ago, like,
yeah,
way too often.
Well, I mean, shit, you guys remember NFL Corey Stringer died because of
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, and but that was, you got to think, that was 17 years ago now.
Yeah, well, I mean, something with the legacy of that shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't have to be done again. You know, at the same time, I saw that, and you had the kid from the Browns that had gotten arrested. And, well, he hadn't got arrested. He got a ticket, and, you know, it was on tape, but he hadn't told Hugh Jackson or John Dorsey that it had happened. So they made him play all 55 snaps.
hey, he tried to ball out though.
Yeah, he did. He did. He went for it. But I was just at the same time, I was like, oh my God, like how can that be? How is that even like legal to do? Like that's still at the same time, it's like a risk. So that situation is kind of crazy though, man, because it's like somebody can't die and then you try to find a way to get yourself out of the firing range for it. Like that's real terrible to do if you do that. So I mean, what's your word on it?
Pay these boys. If they doing it like this, you need to be paid.
I mean, still don't try to kill me.
I mean, but I'm just saying though, this is like, yo, and these coaches, man. Let's get over this whole idea and this whole thing, and I even say this even in the corporate structure. Period. This whole idea that we family and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And you talk, you know, you go into these families. Living room and tell like, oh yeah, you know, these are all my sons and all my family, and you out there treating them like bullshit because they had checked for you.
Right.
Let's keep it 100. They had checked for you.
Right.
And you out there, this boy straight died on you.
Right.
I want to get props to the University of Maryland though. That president sat up there and said we fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like no, I don't even know. Like I don't know where the what is the publicist and none what is the PR publicist whoever it was. I don't know where they was at. He told them to go sit down somewhere.
Right.
I'm finna just go out here and speak from the heart.
Like, and the thing about it is the thing. Like,
he ain't had no cars. He just sat up there at the podium and just like, yo, we fucked up. Yeah, a dude died.
You got to be 100%. You got to be 100% above board with that. Like, you can't mess around with that. Like, especially if you Maryland, too. You got Under Armour lined up in that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Under Armour is the biggest booster, is the biggest supporter and booster of the entire school. You fool around, mess around, you mess up your entire way of living. But, you know, it's not about money, man. At the end of the day, it's like, what's right, what's wrong. And that's the wrong thing to do when it comes to, like, dealing with people like that. So, I don't know. I mean, anything that happens.
You know, he think he's still going to have his job, too, right?
Yeah, okay. You ever see that movie called The Informant with Matt Damon?
Yes, sir.
Where he thought that he was going to do all this snitching and do all of that ratting. And he was just going to come away and be all good. Like, no, it doesn't work that way. Like, not at all. So, I don't know, man. That's a terrible situation, and that's like a legitimate like tragedy that is, you know, I think should be considered as such. And I think the way it's being handled is just as tragic.
And you know who's sitting there like, "Woo, thank you, Maryland." You know who's like really happy that this happened? On a low.
Who?
Urban Meyer.
Oh.
Urban Meyer, like, "Woo, thank you, Maryland. Good looking out."
Don't they? Ruling on that should be coming down like
that dude probably didn't quietly got back to his office and everything on the low.
Well, they said that they was gonna talk about it though a week before game started.
He's in his office right now running plays. Nobody paying attention no more because all them cameras left and went to Maryland.
Right.
So he looked like the coast clear. Because you know he's been dressing as a janitor and stuff going to work still. Still going to run plays and we're looking at tape.
He's been putting on that
That mustache, you know?
Right.
Because he's still been running tape. Like, I forgot who they had as the interim coach, but like, meet me in the boiler room.
This downstairs. Is Meyer Lansky.
And like, he got a whole other room with like a whole plush area down in the boiler room. Like, yeah, go and bring your tapes with you too. And they sitting over there going over tape.
Jesus Christ.
Or he just make them come by the crib. Hey, when you leave there, you know where to come. But sir, I got my fantasy. No, you got to come by here though. After that, I got to see what you did at practice.
Like, it's a mess, man. But it's like anything that comes to you when you do something like that, you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Like straight up, like people send their kids away mm-hmm. to be entrusted to you. Like you look at them, you treating them like that just furthers the point about them being assets and not being people. Like you can't push through like that. And I mean, I guess that's a little bit of a stepping stool into the thing about the NCAA.
Yeah,
I'd like to talk about that a little bit more in depth. You know, at some point in one of our upcoming shows, just because there's some interesting, you know, steps to that that are going. I'm interested to see how it happens. And it's
because one of my biggest questions about the agent thing is, what if my agent could represent me for the school? Like,
well, and the big thing about it is for me though is like it's almost like a guess who's coming to dinner type scenario.
It is
because the NBA, and Team USA was like, hold up, what?
When'd y'all do that?
Hold on, this is actually happening. Like, this is happening now.
They weren't even prepared for it.
Right.
Like, because they said you can go pro whenever you want to, almost. It's up to the NBA. And they're like, hold on, but we did this for y'all. We did this one and done thing for y'all.
Right, exactly.
Hold on, what are you talking about? I think that they're trying to basically angle it and put all the pressure on NBA, I think, now, I feel like.
Right, exactly.
Because it's like, oh, well, if you don't get drafted, you could come back to school. So basically, it's like a free-for-all at that point. It's going to put it on the NBA of saying, like, yo, if you don't get invited to camp, you ain't going to get drafted at all. So don't even stay in the draft. Don't waste our time.
Exactly.
With all the paperwork and stuff.
Well, so, I mean, but, you know, it's going to be kind of good for those coaches that lose their guys. I mean,
it's going to be bad for – no, it's going to be bad for coaches because if I have a kid that leave and I give his scholarship, but what happens with that? Can he transfer without –
Well, what it's going to do is it's going to slow down the quick rolling of recruiting, though. It's like they're going to have to open up the recruiting
window. And it's going to be a late summer recruitment, too. It's going to be a late summer rush, too.
Yeah, it's going to open up. It's gonna
and transfers, too. It's going to be a lot of transfers late in the year, too.
But they already had loosened up the transfer rules.
Right. You know, but so I'm talking about you're going to have people transferring, like, man.
Yeah,
like,
well, what will happen is that people will just stop giving away so many scholarships. Like, you'll have more people that are on walk-on type scholarships, and then you can monetize them later.
Just hold off. We got you.
We got you.
Wink, wink.
You'll be here. You'll be here. We'll take care of you. Yeah. They don't even have to wink, wink it. They could say, hey, walk on. They have them come on as a walk on. Just enroll.
But if I'm a top 100, top 150 recruit, I'm not going to walk on nowhere.
Yeah, you can walk on. I mean,
but why would I walk on if I can get a full ride somewhere else?
Well, because you'll still get the full ride. It's not like you'll ever really be a walk on. Just for paper purposes, you got to say you're a walk on.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But you just signed a letter of intent, though, and just. They just have over this amount of scholarships.
Well, the thing that's more interesting to me about how they balance this whole thing is how they determine to be an elite prospect.
That's what I want to know.
Like, that's it. But we can go down that path. Like, you want
to bring that up for
I want to really go. I want to really dig into that because there's a lot that goes into
Let's get into some of my main topics, man.
Yeah, man. So the meat of the day here today is all based around folks getting aired out and issues happening
calling
here.
Calling out names.
So let's just start here.
Shout
first,
out to
man.
Corrupt. If anybody remember that song by Corrupt where he talked about DMX because DMX is trying to holler at Foxy
Brown. I think DeZima got you pulling up some old tunes that you hadn't thought about.
Oh, I'm going to play it on this show. You'll hear it in between these different... In between every beef, we're going to put calling out names in between.
All right, so here's the first one. Nicki Minaj airing folks out on the new album, plus hitting her ex heavy on the radio as well.
But then her ex hit her back heavy, too.
So let's break it down.
So basically, Nicki Minaj is just scrambling for attention, I feel like, at this point. Cardi B has just got her in a frizzy.
Well, it's kind of like
Remy Ma set her up. Remy Ma is like Antonio Tarver with Roy Jones, where Antonio Tarver knocked him out, but it really didn't go down until Glenn Johnson knocked him out that next fight and like knocked him out cold. Oh. Where he didn't, they had to like roll him out the ring on the stretcher.
Yeah, he got that out of a cold.
But that's how I felt like the situation is though. Remy Ma set her up. Mm-hmm. Cardi B's knocked it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, so it's kind of like she's Ryu, then Ken show up. And you like, what the hell?
I thought I just beat you, one of y'all.
Nah, you and me with a blonde wig on. Like, oh, no.
Literally and figuratively, because Cardi wearing that blonde wig.
Right, exactly. Exactly. She kind of got that Spanish hint to her, you know, the whole thing, you know. But it's, the whole thing about her album, I didn't realize or know what was the trigger with this whole thing, like why it was happening, why it was going down. But, I mean, she just hit, like, random shots.
And random people, a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, like, she hit Karrueche up. Like, I'm like, she don't even rap. Like, how you hit somebody?
She hit up DJ Self, a DJ in New York. Mm-hmm. Like, yo.
They hit up Young Thug.
Yeah, I'm like.
Like, what they got to do with this?
But she came out with a song called Dream. I think she's playing with it. That people thought was a diss song. It's not a diss song. It's just like Biggie's Dreams. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no big deal with that. But I think that people have been waiting for her fall, man. Like, real talk, people are tired of that persona, I feel like, that Nicki gives off to people. I think people do love to build you up and shit like that, but I think the thing that ferments your fall, per se, because everyone always a fall, is the way you treat people.
Right.
Like, if your fall don't end up having necessarily be a fall, it's like, okay, you're just not as popular as you used to be. Mm-hmm. That's fine. But, like, this is a fall because people just don't fuck with her no more.
Which is weird. Like, I would think there's more room for, like, multiple rappers to do the same thing. So, why, I mean, male rappers to do the same
but
thing.
But I
think
for women, too, though. But I just think she personally has wrote a lot of people.
You think she alienated a base or, like?
Well, no, not fan-wise, but I think industry-wise she has.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then that trickles down into regular folks at the industry because we live in an internet age. So now it's just not, oh, yeah, a couple of DJs and a couple of promoters don't fuck with you. Now they told 10 other people that they know. Now they jumping on social media like, yeah, my boy that run the club in Newark, New Jersey said Nicki a bitch. So now them other 10 people see that. And then, nah, 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 nah. So The whole thing is that it's a perpetual thing. And then she gives out the thing like she thinks she's a diva though and shit.
So do you,
Mariah Carey, prime example, fall off. Yeah. She was the that diva. They're like, I'm the diva.
So do you have the comments that she said about Safari though?
About his hairline, like she paid for his hairline, the stripper, I mean the prostitutes that he paid for. Or do you want to talk about that he was trying to steal money from
her? See, yes and yes. Yes and yes. So like, what's too far when it comes to hitting your ex? Like, what do you look at and like you just figure it's like, hold up, like I know y'all not flexing with each other anymore, but
I won't do it at all.
Oh, I wouldn't either. I mean, like,
I can say whatever the fuck about me on Instagram, whatever. I will never talk about somebody.
So there's no way you shoot back ever?
Never.
Okay.
Never. Never. I would never shoot back. I think it's corny as fuck when I see other people do it.
I feel like you haven't lived, though, until you've seen somebody you used to mess with hit you up on the internet somewhere.
Oh, no.
I've been comments of, like, your name ringing out.
Oh, no. I've been aired out online before.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't always married.
No, you were not.
No. I've been aired out online. I was aired out early Facebook before all y'all nine cats that didn't go to college and got on there. I got aired out early.
Yeah.
Multiple times on there. Because you got to remember... Remember Facebook used to show when you broke up with somebody? Remember the little in relationship thing when you broke up?
That little heart used to break.
Yeah, and then you could comment on the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook finally got, it's been gone for a long time. But y'all people that didn't get on Facebook till after that shit, that's when shit used to get aired out was then.
Like, I got broke up with and got a comment dropped on me on Instagram. And I was like, yo, like... Come on, man. Like, what's this?
She broke up with you and then want to drop a comment on your page?
Exactly. First of all, I always get broke up with. I never do
that. You never
broke
up with somebody else?
I probably haven't. Yeah, I did at one point. But I mean, like, for the most part, I always get broke up with. Because I'm pretty much generally, I'm pretty cool. It's hard to get me fed up. But,
No, see, I'm a little bit different. I've always been broken up with, but I've always left. If that makes sense.
You leaving home like Bill Bixby on Incredible Hulk?
Yeah, it's more like when the dude say he going to go get cigarettes from the 7-Eleven and he don't come back, mm-hmm. and you just go put the paperwork in for being divorced, and he just don't show up at court. But it's like, so technically you did file for divorce, but he did leave to go to the 7-Eleven and he come back. That's how mine normally go.
Tell your mother I'm never coming
exactly.
home.
Exactly, but and so I never necessarily just like, yo, we can kick it. I just don't show up no more.
Oh, that's fair.
It's the young folks would say, it's called ghosting, I guess.
You were doing it back before.
You were ghosting
people before it was even popular to do it.
I was double ghosting. Oh. Where I was like, I'd be there and not be there at the same time.
Well, how does that work?
I would come and hit and then leave at a certain time and then not call, then pick back up around. So I would be constantly in like a figure eight. Like ghosting, not ghosting.
You are a scourge of society.
Yeah, man, that's why, man. Look, man, it was some bad times, man, back in the day, man.
So like, I guess
you party promoting though really took you, well, not took you on the wrong path.
It was a life that chose you, not that you chose yourself. So meanwhile, while that's going on, you also brought to my attention that Lauryn Hill was getting yet again laid out.
No. This is the worst laying out ever of Lauryn Hill. First of all, shout out to Robert Glasper. Great pianist, great
musician. What's his name again?
Robert Glasper.
Okay.
He won a Grammy 3 or 4 years ago for best alternative R&B album. And he's won for best jazz album, all that good shit.
Okay.
So he's got a group now, the group with called August Green. It's him, Common, and Kareem Riggs, I believe. They have a super group thing they got going. So he was touring, promoting that. So he went to a show, and he's from Houston. So he went on, the Houston radio show locally.
Okay.
And they asked him, like, yeah, he's like, have you ever worked with somebody you can work with? And he's like, yeah, of course. And he was like, we want to really know. And he was like, you ain't got to tell us. And he's like, oh, no, I'll tell you. And I got one name right now. And he's like, I mean, you ain't got it. No, you ain't got it. No. Lauryn Hill. Yo, everybody know. Look. Look, if those people's souls could have came out of them and they came back into them, like... Yo, what? And they like, what? And they're like, yeah. He's like, so he start going in about some of the story, basically, how she fires her bands while she's on the road. Oh, and no. Auditioning for a band while she's while you're there. So, like, say if we in a band and we in Chicago, she could be auditioning for a new band at the Hyatt to go on tour with her while we still there.
So, it's like when Johnny Gill walked into the locker room.
There you go. And Ralph Tresvant didn't know what was going
so
on.
So she's making Ralph Tresvants on the road.
All the time.
Oh, no. She's got a Tresvant factory.
And then he said, then the real bomb drop was like, You ain't even writing none of them songs for real on Miseducation and Lauryn Hill for real. So you need to quit acting like you a diva and you this person that's dope when it comes to music when you ain't even write none of that shit.
Ooh.
That was the one that was like, whoa. And he's like, and you want to know how I can tell? You want to know how I'm not lying about it? She ain't made another one. I was like, I was clutching my pearls like, you right, sir? Sir, you are right.
Ooh, tell him.
That's what I said, girl. Tell him, girl. I was like, damn. Because he was like, yo, she shouldn't be acting like this in her career. You know what I'm saying? At this point. And he was like, yo, she's like, she know what the fuck she is and what she about.
I mean,
and I was like,
have like more people, right? Have like more people like stopped flexing with somebody than her though? Like, think about it.
No, nobody fucks with her.
Like, nobody in the Fugees, nobody in the, like...
The Fugees reunion is not is fucked up because of her.
Yep.
A part of me is like, would they be dicks to go ahead and just do a Fugee reunion and, like, grab, like, Jill Scott or somebody?
They need to
like,
do it with the white girl that Wyclef had with him when he was here.
Oh, she was dope?
Oh, my God. Little white girl walked out there looking like, you know, she'd be working at Starbucks. And she went out there and blew out all of the hits. All of the hits.
So she was doing the Fugees parts.
Killing Me Softly, she did Lauryn Hill's entire part, the high note and everything, at least as strong as Lauryn Hill.
Wow.
At least as strong. Like, people were in the audience looking at each other like, what?
Yeah, I think, or, yeah, I was saying that they need to maybe still do. I think people want to see Fugees on tour, though. Like a Fugee reunion will make stupid money.
Yeah, but I think Lauren's so poisonous, people don't want to
fuck with her.
Don't like, want to mess with anything that she's involved with.
Yeah, like, because even, it's like you're gonna fuck up the tour and everybody's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah, she's like low key the female Bobby Brown.
She's worse than Bobby Brown, from what people are saying.
But I mean, so like, Bobby, imagine that.
Yeah. That's true though. That's true. Sidebar: did you see the new Drew Hill?
Did you see them shoes?
Yo, I never saw a merging of groups.
Yes, they merged together like a business that was going out of business, exactly. And like they needed to.
That's exactly what I thought about it. Like it's like, oh well, shit, y'all sell shoes, we sell laces. Why don't we merge together?
Y'all sell shoes. Wait a minute, who sells shoes and who sells laces?
Drew Hill be selling shoes, laces. Players only got one song that people know about.
Okay,
and their main producer died. Shout out to Stack, Static Major. If anybody knows that Major, he's the one that did produce Lollipop for Lil Wayne.
What did he die from?
Something like regular like liver cancer or something like Something like regular shit, not like nigga shit that you was thinking it was. You thought it was gonna be he died from off lean or some shit.
Oh
like,
no, I'm just always interested to hear people die so I can make sure I don't do the same things and try to die myself. Like if I can avoid it, I don't want to die that.
So you have a long running list of like, oh damn, okay, well then.
Yeah, let me not do this because people legitimately are dying from this. Yes, yes, that's how I try to live my life.
All right, what we got next, man?
So next up we have a return of topics of sort. Dak Prescott and the sunken place. So,
yo,
in Dallas, somebody has...
It's a football player. He went to Stephen F. Austin.
Okay. So, the football player from Stephen F. Austin has made a mural of Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott's face looking just like my man from Get Outs. And that's how deep he is in the game with Jerry Jones. And being Jerry Jones' boy to a certain extent in that way. So, I don't know what to say about that, but it's it kind of is what it is. Yes or no? Is Dak Prescott in a sunken place?
Yes. Is it his fault though? No. He has no place he can go. He has to go there. Now he could have played a little bit differently, but he couldn't come out with his black fist up.
Okay.
He ain't got a guaranteed contract. He making like $22,000 in a bucket of chicken right now still because he was, a third or fourth round pick?
Third round pick, I think.
Yeah, he ain't making no money. He can't do nothing. He can't say nothing.
So from his heart, he's got to be Jerry Jones' boy just out of pure surprise.
All principality, man.
Oh, man, that's a rough life right there.
All principality.
That's a rough life. Well, the mural is phenomenal. I mean, it's just like, oh, my God.
Yo, it's great.
Like, what's happening with artists being memorialized this year? Not memorialized, I'm sorry, being, what's the word I'm looking for there?
Summer Jams.
Canonized almost? There like, it's, but I mean, LeBron has been put on the side of it feels like 50 buildings in L.A. Dak Prescott, they're keeping the Chronicles.
But they keep messing up one of them.
Yeah, no, they put another one up. We'll see how long that one lasts. But
L.A. fans are some dicks.
You know, so it's so I mean, you know, we got all these struggles going on, but it'll be interesting to see if this brother can crawl his way out of this hole and get back to being, you know, who he really needs to be. Because yeah, man, that's too bad for him. But it is kind of true. It kind of is what it is.
Definitely true.
Speaking of the sunken place, our most sunk brother in society these
days.
He's
also a part of the Infinity Fucklet.
Yes, the Infinity Fuckery Gauntlet.
Fuckery Gauntlet.
Yeah.
Or just the Fuckery Gauntlet.
So, I thought that initially this might be a headline from like The Onion or something. Like, I was like, there's no way this is really happening. But then I went back and looked at it.
Source.
I had to go back and look, and it said MSN posted the article. And I was like, yo, MSN post my article. So they gotta be real. I hope they're real. Please be real, because you put my work out. And I've been on MSN like 3 times in the last month. So it's like,
I use it as a hallmark for my career.
Like it's what people show when they want to talk about me well when I'm not around. So, like, that's what I hope is real. But Kanye West, Papa John's has reached out to Kanye West about potentially being their spokesman in their effort to rehab their image in the black community.
It should be him and Dak Prescott.
They might as well just take the whole gauntlet and have Papa John standing on the commercial now, with the fucking
now,
gauntlet.
Now, do they get OJ Knows though with this? When they all come together as OJ Knows?
Listen, man, who would you rather have trying to sell you pizza at this point, Kanye or OJ?
OJ. That sounds fucked up, but OJ.
If OJ's on a commercial, I'm more likely to not get as upset immediately.
Yo, y'all don't understand. When we get a chance to meet OJ, it's going to be a brouhaha.
Yeah, he probably gonna headbutt at least one of them.
Oh, one guaranteed. Like, OJ, you OJ-nos though. We put you at the top.
Like, what the hell that mean?
OJ-nos.
And then you gonna come to my house looking for this Heisman Trophy. It ain't here.
Do you have the Infinity Gauntlets? R. Kelly's not here. He's part of the Gauntlets.
I don't. If you want to find Gauntlet Stones, you got to go to like Brioni Knights or like Hadley's or something.
That's not where R. Kelly would be at. He's one of the gyms.
Right, Kelly's would be a high school gym.
Yeah, he'd be at U City.
He'd be at a middle school.
Ooh, damn.
U City right up the street. It's like a Legend of Zelda map.
I mean,
looking for R. Kelly.
But Papa John's, that shows that their whole, because this was them after they let go of the CEO and owner. This is their new plan, is with the Kanye West situation.
Right.
Yes.
This is part of the rehab plan.
Yes.
Is to bring Kanye in.
That means that your whole executive staff is clueless as fuck, and it wasn't just the fucking owner.
Yes. That's exactly what that means. Yes.
Y'all wanted to act like y'all were just some yes men to him or something. No, it was all y'all.
This is what people do that don't have access to the ready-to-market brothers of the NFL. They just start shooting in the dark.
Yep, and just hoping.
Yeah.
Like, you know what?
Maybe Kanye West? People like Kanye West, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never hear anything bad about him. Yeah, let's call Kanye, see if he's willing to do it.
At this point, every executive staff has to have a black person on it. Like, that is entrenched in blackness, though.
Like a truly black
person. Yeah, you got, at this point, because you have to know what's going on that darker side of, like, that black Twitter and things like that.
Well,
you got to be able to know that underbelly, because when that underbelly come out, You'll be it's like the Kraken, and you don't even know it just shows up and sucks up your ship, and you asking why.
So if you were Papa John's, what black person would you think? What black person can come in? And
OJ
say,
and LeSean McCoy together. Fuck it,
dog. It might
actually
take...
that is our highest listening show of the year for the record.
Really,
the OJ and LeSean McCoy.
Well, that's. It's kind of sad. Kind of okay.
It's kind of sad.
I don't know. I don't really think our responsibility here is to uplift the society in any way, shape, or form.
This is to make y'all laugh and give y'all some bright shit.
This is purely just to point out what's actually happening out here. Yeah. That's all it is. And
but no, on a real though, probably some. I mean, they ain't got enough money to fuck with Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? They check not big enough.
Jay-Z's not going to do it.
Right. But I'm saying, in that check, probably, even if. That break their whole marketing budget just on him.
Yeah, alone. He would make sure they did it and then still say no. Like
just for the presentation.
Like, could they get the Migos?
Yeah, but they going. That's fucking up that whole Southern. You got to get somebody that. What about Huey? From Huey and the Blowfish. What's his name?
Hootie?
Yeah, Hootie.
What's his name? I mean, them ain't no brothers going to care about them anyway.
Don't matter. He's the face that makes you feel.
They need to get somebody that needs help, like John Jones. Or, like, go get Mike.
No, because it's not, it's got to be big enough that it still is acceptable.
Go get Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson might not even take
Mike Tyson's pretty Teflon, man. Like, Mike will do it just to be like, whatever. And everybody's going to automatically know Mike is probably already like, oh, I don't know what's going on. I'm just kind of here.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to get a check. Y'all know that.
Yeah, like, I'm here to recoup.
I'm trying to think, man. That's a good question. Rick Ross.
Oh. I mean, you know the brother, they could really be in there doing it, and then they'd just be like, yeah, y'all are completely out of touch. They'd probably go get, like, Flo Rida.
Yeah.
And we'll be like,
I can see the commercial. They spinning the pizza around, right around, round, round.
I don't know if anybody's made more money off of music that I'm not even aware of than Flo Rida.
No, made the most music off of just one singles on his album. Not four albums, just one song. He gets one good song and comes out with it and rocks it. He's got like four or five multi-platinum songs.
Yeah, he's dumb rich off of just ringtone songs.
Yep.
So he'd be perfect for Papa John's. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect for Papa John's.
And he could perform at the Papa John's arena in a lot losing. Lo, not
Did they
losing,
rename that yet?
Louisville? Oh, no. Them checks has already been cut.
Well, yeah, but they said they changed the name on it, though.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Is that coming season? Oh, are they returning checks?
They might be.
Oh, they got the ACC money, man. They okay now.
Yeah, they're like, we'll do what it takes. Like, the state of Kentucky has been like, we need to change this.
Yeah.
They'll give us subsidies.
And Louisville's always... Because Louisville's got a lot of bad stuff popping on. They was like, you know what? We first out. I just thought about that. Because they got the Patino situation. They like, we ain't looking good around now. They rehired Bobby Petrino.
Mm-hmm.
So they like, we can't have all this going on. We already kind of out here wilding.
Yeah, we out here tripping. Like.
So, you know what? We going to go ahead and give you this check back. You know what I'm saying?
Enjoy yourself.
Actually, can we do it over 12-month installments back? Because we kind of spent some of it.
We spent a lot of this money.
For them naming rights, we spent a lot of that paper already.
We spent a lot of this money already. Like, so just please let us know what we need to do in order to save ourselves and to not have to give this money back to you in full.
So we got another gym in the fuckery gauntlet.
Potentially.
No, this is a deep conversation I want to go into with this Omarosa situation.
Okay.
Could she have been inside helping us out as black people the whole time?
Absolutely not.
Okay, just wanted to present that. Or is she just angling for herself at this point, and she's the fucking biggest ultralist ever?
She is the person without a country more so than anybody else in America right now. Like, she has no people at all.
Mm. Her, OJ.
OJ's got people.
More than Omarosa would take?
Oh, yeah. Black people still behind OJ, man. Black people haven't given up on OJ. Yeah. We're so invested in OJ at this point just because we all cheered for him because we thought that OJ was being oppressed. I'm still not saying OJ didn't do it. Even if he did, he didn't do it. I'm too far into...
Yeah, you put too much into the bag. But
yeah, I'm not changing my mind now. I'm just not
doing it. It's been too long. It was 95, 96.
He didn't do it. He didn't do it. I spent more than half of my life being invested in him not doing it. So, Omarosa is the most countryless black person alive. Period.
Yeah. So, we have Xander sitting here with us. Xander, say hey.
Hey.
We're about to get in a lot of trouble this segment.
Yeah. But go ahead, man.
I don't remember what I was saying.
Oh, no. But so we were saying that Omarosa, she is a secret agent.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, she's not a secret agent just because it's like, I mean, in order to be a secret agent, she's for the longest, the only thing that she's done has done whatever gets her over the most. You know what I mean? So it's like whatever she can align with. But she tried to come back to us to get like salvation or something. And it's like, that's not going to work. It's just not going to work. You can't do that. You can't come back.
No, but the thing is, though, is that they don't know what... Girl. Adventures in parenting, y'all. So, so we had to get her situated in other rooms so we can get back to the Infinity Fuckery Gauntlet situation. But so go your Omarosa thing of her coming back.
She can't come back.
Can she go? Can she at least get a plate?
No, she needs to go to like see what the Mexicans are doing, or like go and see like what.
I mean, I don't know now that she was down with them in that wall. So did she have a home there either?
Go and see. She need to go and
what about
see
Norwegians.
What, Maybe the Japanese. I don't know. Something. The Russians. The Russians are taking on all things American.
They don't want anybody black though in Russia.
Well, she didn't want to be black for like 15 years.
And she killed Michael Clark Duncan.
Exactly. You can't come back after that.
So, I mean, yo, she's up her calling out name. She's up her like, yo, I got the tapes. But it makes sense that somebody like her would have all that shit, don't it?
I mean,
like,
yeah.
When you hire somebody like that, you got to know that if it goes left, they going to go right.
I mean, he hired somebody just like him, only in black woman form.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah, that's how it works.
But she was slick with it, though. She held on to that shit, though. She took all that. We did a couple podcasts clowning her getting fired. She took all that and was like, I'm going to wait till my book come out. She was patient. I will give her I'm almost that prop. So she was patient. Most people would have been like, man, I got to say my shit now, though. I got fired. I ain't gonna, you know, that emotional thing, you know, of wanting to clap back. She sat on it. Until my book was ready.
She's gonna do whatever it takes to get her over. Period. Mm-hmm. Point blank. Like, she's in it for the pure survival.
Shout out to Omarosa though, on the Lolo. If she can bring down this regime, that'd be amazing. But I don't think that nothing's gonna come of it because Trump and Drake are Teflon. Nothing can take them down unless they themselves fall.
I mean,
Trump and Drake are the most Teflon people in this
world. We're going to see. The fall for Trump is coming.
But it's going to be his own doing, though. It's not going to be anything like the Congress does. Like, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be outside influence. It's going to be his own doing. You see what I'm saying? Like, if this tape comes out, I'm saying a nigga a bunch of times. And I'm not even sure if that's going to get him out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Some people
may be like, I want to call people a nigga too.
I mean, I want to, but I just can't do that everywhere.
I can see it. But you got a clip though, man. We're gonna start playing soon.
Yeah, I got a breakdown.
We're gonna play
that
next week.
I got inside intel. I got information that needs to be located and needs to be heard by the people. I have inside conversation intel of Omarosa and Trump, and I'm gonna share it with the people. Because I think the people need to hear these things.
Do you think that she's going to come out with some more tape, or do you think she's bluffing?
No, I think she's a legitimate idiot in any way, shape, or form.
You don't think she's lying about what she's saying?
I don't think she's smart enough to bluff.
Because
she just get her back to the wall, and then she's going to do whatever it takes to get herself over.
So you say she got to have this if she was coming out swinging like this?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what she has. That's all that she has. I mean, she's got to do that because that's the only way that she can get herself over.
Would you hit Momorosa?
Probably.
Hey, cats keep it real though, boy. Cats keep it real.
Can't stay though.
Right, but I hit though. I actually have a couple of drinks with her and everything and kick it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't stay though.
Nah.
I mean, that just is what it is.
Can Stacey Dash stay overnight?
No, I don't want to talk. Anybody I don't want to talk to can't stay overnight. I ain't hard up enough in life to be like, I just need somebody to be here. No, I'm good. I'm fine. If I'm going to use my pass, I'm going to use it where it matters. Right. It ain't going to be on Stacey Dash or Omarosa. But, I mean, all things considered.
Yeah, people are asking why we didn't put Omarosa in the bracket.
No, because I wasn't trying to get the bracket balled up and burnt up.
Now, that'd have been fun if we put our versus Stacey Dash in round one, though. Thinking back, that was a golden moment for us right there. Then put her versus Oprah. That winner versus Oprah.
I mean,
that would have been a golden moment, but that's all hindsight.
Yeah, I mean, how could we go back now? And I mean, it is.
But shout out to our runner-up in the bracket, Angela Bassett, who is turning 60 years old today and dropped a selfie in a full bathing suit, killing it.
God bless, man.
Yeah, and one of our listeners, shout out to, I think it was B-Live, he sent the picture on our Twitter and told us to send it to Dub and tell Dub to tell her happy birthday. So I immediately sent it to Dub and said, hey, one of our listeners said for you to tell Angela Bassett happy birthday.
Wait, where is his insight to finding Angela Bassett?
Remember, he was the one really clowning the bracket, upset and mad about it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He was like, how is Angela Bassett even sniffing the Final Four, let alone the finals?
Okay, that's fine. That's
fair. You know, look, the vitriol was there, man. Look, I feel vindicated after that bracket.
Hey man, I want to get into the main event for this week.
Let's go.
We about an hour in.
Yep, we so exactly.
Say we,
yep.
we get in. It's been some things I've been needing to get off my chest. Things I need to address. All types right. of people I need to address.
Yes, sir.
So here's what I have after a summer, an up and down summer. Mm-hmm. It's getting closer to fall. These are the five type of people that need to be punched in the face. Now, before we start with this, there's some givens,
mm-hmm.
like the Ku Klux Klan and, you know, trolling in social media people. Hey, yeah, that is what it is. These are people that we come across
on a day-to-day,
on a day-to-day basis, people that we know, some of which we consider to be loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes they need to be punched in the face, too. So I don't know if you have yours to go along with mine.
Yeah,
I mean,
we'll go back and forth. Yeah, I got
so number one for me. Or people that wait to turn left in the lane that you need to turn right in. Like you get to a stop sign and it's one of them double turn lanes where you can turn left in it or right, but they waiting to turn left. But you can't turn left through a red, but you can turn right. So you just stuck sitting there and you could have been going while they sitting there because they didn't have the patience to just get in the car, get in the lane behind the car.
That was another lane.
That's going to be turning left anyway. Who in the hell do you think you are?
The only time you can go in that lane with that left and that right lane together is if there's a green light.
Exactly, because then everybody's moving, it's making things move quicker. Yeah. But if you're not going to make that light, you need to get in the left lane. And let the people that's coming along get in the right lane. I'm fed up. I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off.
So did you get into a fight almost in traffic?
Maybe? No. I'm black. I would get shot. But I'm just talking about in general. If I get out of a car in traffic and walk up on another car where I live, I'm getting shot. Police gonna come down out the trees. They didn't even know they was up there. They got a substation on the roof of somebody's house and shot me. I ain't doing that.
I wouldn't be surprised they did. I don't want people to get punched in the face. This one is for Megyn Kelly. Shout out to LeBron James. That's it.
Okay.
For everybody that was talking shit about the just shut up and shoot boy.
Was that Megyn Kelly that said that?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I thought it was the other chick.
I thought it was Megyn Kelly. That said it to LeBron, like shut up and shoot. Or whatever it may be. Our people are on that. Oh, and also, I want to give also a punch in that same vein.
Laura Ingram. Laura Ingram?
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, Megyn Kelly. You don't need to be punched for that.
No, it's not. She needs to be punched. We're not advocating violence.
Not her specifically, but those people with that mind state.
Yes.
My other one is those people that hate LeBron so much that they're trying to find some other ways to hate on what he did at the school.
Yeah. Like Donald Trump?
No.
Oh.
I had. Do you know the your ears to the streets? The brother Umar Johnson.
Yes, I'm aware.
I saw someone use him. Is a reason why, well, LeBron don't even own the school for real. We should own our own stuff. This is the type of dude you get with LeBron. Now, this is the same dude. He's in one of our groups. He's the same guy that hates on anything LeBron. So then people start calling him out like, yo, you've never said anything positive to LeBron James ever in your life.
Right. Like, if you like, don't period. Like dude, you disqualify your opinion.
Yeah, you disqualifying yourself from everything in general.
Okay. So my next person are people that wear the jersey of their team's rival in that rival city. For example, I walk around town and see people
and not going to a game.
Not just at the grocery store. Like people have on Chicago Cub jerseys in St. Louis at the grocery store. Man, you better knock that off. You're lucky I'm at a point in life right now where I'm not feeling any sort of way about that type of stuff anymore.
Where are they living at when they doing it?
I don't know. It's just people to walk around having a little license plate. Somebody was having trouble getting over in traffic yesterday. What happens when I get around them? They got a Kansas Jayhawks license plate frame on. I'm like, you ain't supposed to be over here. Though.
I think the KU thing is a little bit different. Because there's a lot of KU graduates that are here.
I don't care. You in Missouri. You in Mizzou country. You don't come over here with that.
So you think it'd be okay if it's in Kansas City, though, a little bit different?
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place over there. But Kansas City is two completely different.
So if U of I is okay if you see U of I stuff?
Like Illinois over here?
Yeah.
I guess, but nobody likes Illinois. So, I mean, nobody's going to be wearing that. So people to do that. My next one, number three for me. Or the people that you know that put you in the group text with people that you don't know.
And then there's one person that you don't know that keeps responding to the whole group.
And they just doing it forever. Like, they're going in forever in the day.
And they talking about regular stuff that's between them two.
Right.
Like, did you pick up them groceries and everything?
Or they start posting memes, and you like, hold up. I was supposed to be in this because I was going to be in town for the weekend. This needs to end. Mm-hmm. But then that puts you in the position of being the asshole, where like, you got to go in.
Or you got to be like, can you take me off of this?
Right. Nobody wants to have to do that.
Yeah. But that's what group me is for, though.
People don't want to go through the simple effort of putting a group me together.
It just takes just as long as you to put all the damn numbers in there to send a text message. It
takes longer to put a text message string together than to make a group me. Let me have something where I can opt out. You wouldn't have me come over to your house and lock me in your house. Opt out. And I got to talk to a room full of people I barely know. That's what a group text message is. A text message is like being on public transportation and it don't never stop.
It just stays the same.
It just keeps going forever.
That's real shit, though. Damn. Do you think that those same people that are in the text message, is everyone else mad just as you are and nobody just says nothing?
It develops over time because people just stop talking. But then that one person just keeps on chatting and keep on putting stuff in there. Don't put me in any text message strings with a bunch of people I don't know. Hell, probably if I know you at this point, I'm in some form of communication where we don't need to be in a text message. Send text messages or one-on-one at most three people situations.
Yeah. And that's if you. And then after that, you need to go to GroupMe.
Exactly.
After that, GroupMe is it. And my next up is the casting you punch in the face is those people. My daughter started school for this her first week. You all heard her previously on this episode.
Shout out to Santa getting her education up.
Getting her education, first day of school, and the people that sit there when in the drive-through area, you dropping off the kid, and they posting up and want to talk to their kid and stuff.
Like, he live with you. Why you need to talk to him here?
He in second grade, man. You ain't got that much to discuss with him.
He has nothing. He has nothing to bring to this conversation. He's in second grade. He's pretty much along for the ride that you put him on.
Yeah, like roll out, and there's people behind you and stuff. If you don't want to roll out, then park.
Exactly.
I'm in the lane. I parked to take her in because I want to take her in.
Right.
If you're doing the drive through and just drop off,
mm-hmm.
and roll out.
Mm-hmm.
You sitting there? Oh no! Come back. Did you got your lunch? Oh, did work. Hold on, come back. Did you make up your bed? No, man. If he didn't make up his bed at this point, it don't matter.
You about to take him back to make it?
Yeah, dude, man, get out of here, man.
Next for me, man. People with unapologetic recency bias. People that don't know anything else and act like the life started when they started paying attention to it.
Mm.
Like I put up a post of the clips of Larry Bird on Facebook a couple weeks ago. People was like, I just don't see it. I'm like, oh, you see what is happening on these highlights? LeBron would have done them. No kidding, LeBron would have done everybody.
He's a fucking physical specimen.
Like, context.
And he's got a hyperdrenic chamber that fucking revives him like fucking Wolverine.
LeBron is a combination album between Cyberdyne Systems and OCP.
Cyberdyne Systems.
He's like Cash Money.
Terminator.
He's like Cash Money and 3-6 coming together in 97.
And they a full label.
Right. The whole thing. Everybody
and
on
dropping, and everybody dropping. Ain't nobody not dropping.
People with unapologetic recency bias usually don't know any better. And the worst thing about it is they don't want to know any better. They just want to know what they know. And people that don't have the desire to learn piss me off more than anything
else. But also, don't set up kids, though, also, too, to get called recency bias either, though.
Yeah.
Like they did that kid, Almighty YBN, one of them motherfuckers. And they asked him what he thought about the Wu-Tang Clan. He's like, man, honestly, I don't know. People was getting on him. But you can't do 19 years old. Is he supposed to fucking know about Wu-Tang Clan?
Yeah, no, he shouldn't.
Right, but he didn't say anything bad about
Wu-Tang. That's just a lack of being educated. But I'm talking about people that, like, say that, like, oh, Jay-Z and guys like that, they outdated. They style ain't no good just because you want to listen to Lil Pump and Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
And Lil Baby.
Yeah.
I'm Lil Baby. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm Lil Baby.
That's the worst.
That's a real dude, though, right?
That's the worst lyric in hip-hop history.
That's a real rapper. Yeah. I saw his name somewhere. I didn't know he was a real rapper. At this point, though, I should just know.
He on that song with Drake.
Oh, shit.
So he literally says, I'm Lil Baby. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm Lil Baby.
Wah. It's hip-hop bottoming out. Like, it's the bottom of what hip-hop can be is that bar right there.
Is it worse than the chick that's got this song called Moo?
Yes, it's the worst thing that's ever happened to hip hop. That bar.
Move? Or are you talking about that bar?
That verse. That bar is the worst thing that's ever happened. Maybe to verbal communication, period. Outside of Donald Trump press conferences.
Or is OJ the Juice Man?
OJ Juice Man is a treasure.
No, he's not. OJ Juice Man is horrible.
No, he's bad, but he's not. But he's not out there. I'm Lil Baby. Why, why, why? That was said in a song. You need to go listen to it.
I'm about to pick this up.
Hey, my last one of people that need to be punched in the face for the summer of 2018 and before and beyond, or the people that post group photos on the internet or on Instagram when only they look good in it.
Oh.
Like the people look at theyself.
Like, this is a dope picture of me.
Yeah, but there's 7 other people in this picture, and they just look at themselves and say,
they look
trash. I look good.
And they trash because it was a long night kicking it.
Yeah, and like you got people on there looking like somebody got a black eye, the other one got teeth and got knocked out, and you just up there like, oh, I look cute in this picture. I'm going to post this on myself.
Put this up. Because you just got there and everybody else always got trash. And you're like, hey, let's take pictures.
So you looking at the camera, you already and everybody else. But even if they didn't get trash, you got this
picture. Or somebody looking off and everything is other people taking pictures of other
places. But you looking at yourself. You're so involved in yourself that you just looking at
Because you're looking right in the camera that you taking the picture.
But there's another picture where everybody is looking good, but you aren't is what you want to be, so you post the other one. But then they can't go back and post the other one because you got it in your phone and you won't share it with nobody.
Because you just took the pictures.
Because you don't look like how you want to look, so you delete it.
So you never get it back. You said nobody, it's gone. It's gone.
You people suck. Each and every last one of you.
That's real shit, man. That's real because men and women do that.
That's a gender neutral thing.
Yeah, that's
it's
a gender
everybody.
Neutral thing. No, people may think we're talking about women on that. That's not.
No, that's everybody. It's everybody that does that. That's bad phone. Bad phone habits are one of the scourges of society right now. That comes to pictures. It comes to talking on it. It comes to using it. It comes to all that shit.
Man, one of my beefs and people that need to be punched are those people who wear the jersey of a team that's not even playing in the game. You can't be at a Cardinals Cubs game
wearing
and you
a Colorado
got a
Rockies
jersey. Yeah, with Juan Pierre name.
Juan Pierre, shout out.
You know Juan Pierre name on the back. You know, like you know, I'm throwing it back today. Or a Mariners jersey with Ken Griffey on it back.
Oh, you can wear that anytime. There's an all time greats clause.
Oh, so you're saying a Hall of Fame clause?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like there's an all time.
So you can wear
a
Willie Mays jersey anywhere.
Oh yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, okay. Absolutely.
No, I can hit that.
But like, don't have
can
a LeBron.
Can you wear Barry Bonds jersey anywhere?
Yeah, all time great. But don't wear a LeBron James jersey to a hockey game.
Oh, you're cross pollinating, saying a different jersey for another even sport.
That's crossing swords, man, and that's not okay.
That's like crossing streams. Exactly. During the Ghostbusters. When it crosses streams, you can't cross the streams like that.
Yeah, any time in life where streams are crossing, you probably should stay away from that.
Stay away from it, man. Man, thank y'all for listening as always.
Before we get out of here, man, you know,
rest
in
peace.
Rest in peace to Aretha Franklin.
Man.
The news today, I just heard yesterday how, you know, the condition that she was in.
They
said
she
was going to
be okay and she was be in hospice or something. She was going
to
be all right.
Well, you go to hospice, though. That's the end of days right there. So, you know, I mean, it definitely opens up another good debate for later on about, you know, who's living with the dopest voice alive. And, you know,
Javon already started it.
I saw him. I don't know if I agree with any of his three options right there, but it'll be something that we can talk about. I don't know. I need to think about that. The sixth person needs to get punched in the face is the person that wants to do huge retrospectives as soon as somebody dies. Like, chill out. Like, chill out. Don't replace them. Like, they've been dead. They ain't body ain't
Let
even
me
cold
go,
yet.
Yeah. They ain't even got them out the morgue yet.
Right.
And said
you're
what
trying
they died
to replace
from.
Them. Like, you know, Muhammad Ali died. Who's the greatest living boxer now? He died 5 minutes ago. Shut up. Have some respect.
But who is the greatest living boxer?
I don't know. I'm going to think about it. The greatest living boxer right now?
Is it Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah. Absolutely. Because Floyd's the third greatest boxer all time to me.
Was it go for you? Muhammad Ali? Who?
Sugar Ray Robinson. Floyd Mayweather.
I could get
with
that.
So yeah, so rest in peace, Aretha Franklin, man. There ain't no voice like that. That's one of the all time classic voices.
Yeah.
You know, and she was making songs to lift women up that span 50 years time. They still stand up. You know, so dope, man. Much respect to the queen. The queen.
I remember when I was a kid. I ain't gonna tell that story.
Yeah, just say you were about to say something messed up.
It's fucked up.
You felt like it wasn't a radical enough statement, so you was about to ruin it.
No, it was super. crazy because it happened here in St. Louis too with Aretha Franklin and Dennis Edwards.
Oh yeah, that's gotta wait. That's on a more.
That's all I'm letting y'all know though. That's it's too early. It's too early.
But
man.
But before we turn the corner though, we got a big announcement. Big show guest coming up soon.
Look here, y'all. Quan Mills Cinematic Universe is coming, baby.
It's happening.
Quan, shout out to Quan.
Tell him the story, man. He reached out to you.
Look, man, the Quan Mills episode, that's probably going to end up passing the LaShawn McCoy joint as time goes on. But the Quan Mills Cinematic Universe, got out there on the ethos. And I wake up in the morning, and all I get in the inbox is, I ain't no white boy. So I get that on my Twitter, and he goes, I ain't no white boy. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Is this
That's
him?
Quan? Is that Quan?
It's
and
him.
So we rapping back and forth, and he laughed. He took it cool. He was like, yo, I was like, yo, let's do an interview. He's like, yo, let's do it. So Quan Mills coming on a scenario. It is happening, folks. So, be ready for this one.
Yo, and one last announcement before we get out of here, man. It's time. It's been long enough. It's time for another bracket. So what's about to drop within the next week is coming is that the top 30 black or black-centric TV shows of all time.
This is going to be a good one. It's going to get a good one. And so tell everybody bye-bye. Bye-bye. We're going to get out of here as my daughter came over here. But thank y'all. Email us, straightolc@gmail.com. All that good stuff. And we will see y'all next week. Peace. Switches. I just bought me a Cadillac last week with a new bitch since my old bitch tweaked. Nah, homeboy, the game just ain't the same. If you wanna know, corrupt said it, and I'm calling out names.